Okay, ready to dive into another case. This one really gets you thinking about all those waivers, the ones we sign without even thinking twice. It's called White v. Village of Homewood. And it all started with someone named Angela White, who really wanted to be a firefighter paramedic.
You know, it's interesting how this case seems like no big deal at first glance, but it
Yeah.
really brings up some really big questions about contract law, public policy, all that.
Exactly. So we're talking about a situation where White applied to the Homewood Fire Department. This was back in 1990, and they had this mandatory physical agility test, which, I mean, makes sense for firefighters,
Oh,
right?
yeah, for sure.
But here's the thing. Before she could even take the test, Homewood made her sign this waiver. It said they weren't responsible if she got injured during the test.
Yeah, that's where things get a little messy. So White, unfortunately, falls and gets injured during the horizontal bar part of the test. So she sues the village, right? But the trial court, they just dismissed her case, all because of that waiver she signed.
Well, that makes sense, right? She signed a waiver, so that's it, right? Case closed.
Well, not quite. The appellate court actually reversed that decision.
Oh, wow.
And
Okay.
how they explain it all, that's what makes this case so important, especially, I think, for lawyers and anyone who deals with contracts, really.
Okay, I'm listening. Why'd they overturn it?
They had two big reasons: lack of consideration and violation of public policy. Let's start with that first one, consideration. It's a super important part of contract law. Basically, it means both sides in a contract have to give something up, like a trade, right? There needs to be a real exchange.
So are they saying Homewood wasn't really giving up anything new in exchange for White, giving up her right to sue? Because they had to do the physical test anyway as part of the hiring process.
Exactly. It's like saying, hey, I'll give you this apple, but you already have to give me the apple anyway in exchange for your car. It's not exactly a fair trade, is it? And the court, they saw right through it.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what about that second reason, this public policy thing?
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting. The court basically said, hold on a sec. Is it really okay to make people sign away their rights just to apply for a job? Especially job like firefighting, right? That's all about public safety.
Yeah, it does seem kind of unfair to put that much pressure on someone, especially when they just, really want the job.
Yeah, exactly. The court was worried about a few specific things. First, they thought, well, what if people are too scared to apply to be firefighters because of these waivers? Could lead to a shortage of good firefighters. And that puts everyone at risk, right? They called this the public safety concern.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, we need to make sure people feel safe applying for those jobs.
Yeah.
What else were they worried about?
Okay, the second concern was about like the power difference between White and the Village of Homewood. I mean, think about it. White basically had to sign, or they wouldn't even look at her application. She had no other choice, did she?
Not really, no.
Right. And the court knew that kind of situation leads to agreements that aren't really fair. They called it economic compulsion. Basically means someone's forced into a contract because they need the money, you know?
So the court wasn't just looking at, a simple contract thing. They were thinking bigger picture, like about fairness and all that.
Right. And there's actually one more concern the court had that we should talk about. It has to do with employers being responsible for a safe working environment.
Okay, let's talk about that. What did they say about that?
So the court was saying allowing this waiver could mean like employers wouldn't be responsible for their own negligence, especially when it comes to their employees' safety, you know? They were thinking about like other cases where courts have been really careful about waivers that protect employers,
Yeah.
especially in situations where they messed up.
So even though it was, still during the application process, Homewood was still responsible for her safety during that test, since it was required and all.
Exactly. And that's what makes this more than just a basic contract case. Like the appellate court's decision, it sent a pretty big message to employers about what they can ask of people applying, especially for jobs like firefighting, where public safety is a big deal.
It is a really interesting case. I can see why it's important for law students to really get it. It shows how the courts think, right? They look beyond just the words of the contract. It's about the whole context, who has the power, what the consequences could be for everyone.
Yeah, totally. And for anyone studying law, this is a great example of how precedent works. The court here in White v. Homewood, they relied a lot on older cases that were about similar things, like economic pressure and employers being liable. Knowing how cases like build on each other is super important for making good legal arguments.
So let's say, hypothetically, you're a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
And you're advising a city. They want to use these liability waivers when they hire people. Like, for firefighters or police officers, what are the big lessons from White v. Homewood you'd make sure they understand?
Okay, so the first big red flag is that consideration issue we were talking about. If they're asking for a waiver for something they're already supposed to do anyway, like that physical test, that's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
White v. Homewood made it super clear that there has to be a real exchange of value, you know, for a contract to be valid.
So, like, they can't just say, give up your rights
yeah.
in exchange for something that's, like, already part of the application process.
Exactly. The second thing to watch out for is that power dynamic thing. If someone's basically forced to sign just to get a shot at the job, that's not really fair. That whole economic compulsion thing comes into play.
It sounds like the court's basically saying, hey, employers, be careful with these waivers, especially if the applicant might feel like they have to sign no matter what, just to get the job, you know?
Right. And then the third thing to consider is what kind of job it is. Like, if it's a public safety job where there's a lot of risk and it really matters for everyone, you know, the court's going to be more likely to say no to those waivers, especially if the employer was being negligent.
So it's not like employers can never use waivers, but they got to be really careful how they do it. Make sure it's fair, you know?
Exactly. It's about finding a good balance, protecting the employer's interest, but also making sure the people applying for the job aren't getting taken advantage of.
White v. Homewood wasn't just about firefighters, was it? Didn't it affect other jobs too?
Oh yeah, it made a lot of other industries. Like, sit up and pay attention. All the places that use those liability waivers a lot. Gyms, you know, ski resorts, amusement parks, even some medical procedures. We've all signed them. Probably without thinking about it too much.
Yeah, I know I have. But this case made courts take a closer look at all those waivers, especially when someone's being pressured, or it could be a problem for public safety.
Yeah. It's a good reminder that what looks like a simple contract can actually be a much bigger deal. And it can change how we think about our rights, you know, and what people are responsible for.
So for everyone listening thinking, okay, this is all interesting, but what does it mean for me? How does a case like this, like, actually affect people in the real world?
Well, it's about knowing your rights and knowing when you might be giving them up, even for things that seem normal, you know. It's also about recognizing when someone has way more power than you and knowing when you should talk to a lawyer if things don't seem right.
It's also about making sure, like companies and stuff, that they're using contracts fairly so everything's upfront and clear.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. White v. Homewood is a really good example of how the law can, like, shake things up, you know, protect people from stuff that isn't fair and make sure the legal system is working for everyone.
This case really shows why it's important to understand precedent and stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's not just some old ruling. It's still making a difference today.
That's why we do this, right? To explain this stuff and help people understand how the law actually works, you know?
Well, I've definitely learned a lot today. But before we finish talking about White v. Homewood, there's one more thing we need to talk about. It's not just about the law, but about, like, what's right and wrong. Like, the ethics of asking people to give up their rights, especially when it comes to their safety and their jobs.
Yeah, that's a great point. We've been talking about, like, what's legal and all, but it's super important to think about the ethical side too, right?
So we're back. And, you know, we've been talking about this White v. Village of Homewood case. And it really makes you think, even if something's okay legally, doesn't mean it's okay, like, morally, you know?
Mm.
And that's what we're going to get into now. Like, is it right to ask people to give up their rights, especially when it's about their safety, their job, all that?
Yeah, that's a super important point. We can talk about cases, like, just from the legal side, but we got to think about what it means for people too, right? Mm. Ethics of it all.
Right. I mean, in this case, it seems like Angela White, she probably felt a lot of pressure to sign that waiver. I mean, she really wanted the job. And she was probably worried if she didn't sign, they'd just toss her application, you know?
Oh, absolutely. She was stuck. And that's the big ethical question here. Is it ever really okay to ask someone to say, oh, it's fine if you're negligent, I won't sue? Especially when their job depends on it.
It's tough, right? Because, I mean, yeah, employers don't want to get sued for no reason. But employees should have some protection, right? Especially if they get hurt on the job.
It's all about balance. And I think that's what the court was trying to do in White v. Homewood. They're like, okay, in this situation, it's just too one-sided. The employer has all the power, and it could be really bad for public safety. We can't allow this.
So even though they didn't, like, use the word ethics in the decision, mm-hmm. it's kind of there in their reasoning, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. And that's a big lesson for lawyers, anyone who writes contracts. Think about the people involved, not just the legal stuff.
So let's say we're giving advice to a company, right? They want to use waivers. What are some, like, ethical things to keep in mind, even if the waivers are legal, you know?
Okay, so the first thing is to be super clear. The waiver has to be written so anyone can understand it. No fancy lawyer words or hidden stuff. People need to know what they're agreeing to.
Make sure it's like informed consent, not tricking people into signing.
Exactly. And then the second thing is signing has to be a choice. No pressure, no feeling like you'll get in trouble if you don't sign.
Yeah, like a respectful workplace where people feel okay asking questions, you know?
Right. And then lastly, the waiver has to be fair. Thinking about the job, how risky it is, and like who has more power in that situation, the employer or the employee?
So it's not just about like checking off legal boxes. It's bigger than that. It's about how our actions affect other people and trying to be fair.
Exactly. And Whiteley Homewood is a good example of how the law can actually like make things better, protect people from unfair stuff.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think it wraps up our deep dive into White v. Homewood pretty nicely. It's really interesting how law and ethics like come together in the real world, you know?
Yeah, it shows how contracts aren't just like papers. They're about relationships and they have real consequences.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We hope you learned something new about contract law, liability waivers, and, you know, making ethical choices. See you next time.